Welcome to season two of the Life That Counts podcast.
Life that counts.
Life that counts.
Life that counts.
Life that counts.
We're mixing things up a bit this go around, and you've probably already noticed at least one or two changes. In episode one, John is discussing vulnerability and the characteristics of what makes a good spotter when life gets heavy. At least three characteristics of a good spotter are: one, someone who is capable of carrying the load themselves. This translates as those we invite into our lives as trusted confidants who have demonstrated health in their own lives. Two, a good spotter is someone who cares enough about you to help provide support when your knees begin to buckle under the weight. Three, good spotters aren't know-it-alls with all the answers. A good spotter will let you fight with the issue at hand until you navigate towards the answer that is right for you. Towards the end, John shares something he's currently dealing with as one who works in youth culture today. We appreciate your thoughtful support. As always, if something about this has sparked imagination, a sense of hope, or is of some practical help in your life, drop us a line at info@lifethatcounts.org. That's info@lifethatcounts.org.
So the big idea, that the topic is vulnerability. A couple of weeks ago, in a setting, my oldest son could kind of tell something was going on with me. It was maybe Wednesday, Thursday evening, like 2 weeks ago. And he walks up to me and he puts his arm around me and he says, "Dad, you seem a little off. What's going on? Are you okay?" And I just looked at him and I said, "You know, man, to be honest, not really. To be honest, there's a lot of things that I feel like I'm carrying right now. There's a lot of weight that I feel like I'm carrying with work. There's there's a lot of things that are going on. And just to be honest, it's kind of tough." And then someone there with us made the comment, "Well, it's all going to work out. It's always worked out. It's going to work out. You shouldn't worry about these things. It's going to, you know, after all, God has a plan, right? And everything's going to be fine." And I said to the person, "While I appreciate you, I don't need that right now." Has things worked out? Yes. Do I believe in God? Yes. Do I believe that God has a plan? Yes. Do I believe that, you know, God is on the throne and all this kind of stuff? Yes, I believe that stuff. And I still carry the burden and the weight of these things. And the person that I had that conversation with was my wife. It was Alexis. She was the one who was trying to encourage me, and she was the one who was, just saying, "Hey, it's going to work out. Don't worry. You know, things are going to work out." And it was a few days later, she and I had the opportunity to get away together for the weekend. And on the drive, just kind of out of nowhere, I circled back to it. And I said, "You know, it's okay to practice vulnerability. It's okay. Like, even being a person of faith, and knowing that, like, if you're a person of faith, you know that God's on the throne, right? If you're a person of faith, you know that, you know, there is I hate to say higher power, but God is a higher power, you know, who I believe that there's a God that's watching out for me and it's watching out for you and is looking after us. Like, I believe that. And does crappy things happen? Yeah, crappy things happen. Like, and this is what I said to Alexis, even Jesus on the cross had this moment where he looked up at heaven and he said, you know, "Father, why have you forsaken me? Father, why have you, like, why aren't you here with me?" And I mentioned to Alexis, you know, what's interesting about that is that Jesus, in all of his humanity, he knows what it means to be human. He knows what it means to feel all alone. He knows what it means to, like, share in our sufferings. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about for just a minute. I want to talk about the vulnerability and the illusion of strength. When I started lifting really heavy weight back a few years ago, I remember as we kept adding plates, like on the bench press or on the squat, the thing about strength is you know that this weight, it can crash down on you. And I mean, it can harm you. It can break your back, or it can, like, if it falls on you the wrong way, it could kill you. And when you're really lifting significant weight, when you start stacking on the plates, like you ask for spotters, you bring people around who can help handle the weight. And you don't just bring anybody around. Like you don't invite your grandmom to your max when you're moving some pretty heavy weight, like 4, 5, 6 plates on the bar, right? You bring somebody around you who can handle it. And not only that, you have one person on one side of the bar, whether you're bench pressing or squatting, there's one person on one side of the bar, there's another person on the other side of the bar, and then there's somebody else behind you spotting you in case you don't make the lift, in case you can't get the weight off of your chest, or in case if you're squatting, the weight drives you to the ground and you can't do anything with it. And in our culture, in our society, we have this illusion, man, of strength. And the illusion of strength is that we can carry things on our own. And we have to put on these, you know, bright, wonderful, beautiful faces. And this is the problem with social media. The problem with social media is that it's just not fair. It's not fair. Alexis likes to post photos from when we go on trips and things like that. And I'm glad that she does. Like, it warms my heart that those are meaningful moments for her. But you're only seeing 1/60th of a second while we're doing something. You're not there when we get lost in the woods, or you're not there when it's like, okay, what's for dinner? You know, and it's an hour later and we're still having a discussion about it. Like, not an argument, for real, just a discussion. What do you want? What do you want? No, what do you want? You know, and we're going through this whole thing. Or, hey, do you want to go lift today? Or, hey, do you, you know, you only get this tiny little microcosm, man, of our experience or of anyone's experience on social media. And social media is just, it's completely unfair. It's completely unfair in the way that it works. Even a video like this, it's a live video. I mean, vulnerability, I've thought about this topic. I've thought about coming to this live video. I've thought about, you know, doing this at noon on, you know, today, Monday, the 22nd. I've thought about this for like 5 or 6 days. I've thought about this for a minute, right? I've thought about some of the things that I want to say. Even this part of it is intentional. In this moment, you're catching me in this live moment, but it's still this pre-planned, almost not really rehearsed, but almost rehearsed in my head kind of a thing that I wanted to come and I wanted to talk about vulnerability. I wanted to talk about, what do we do when life gets really tough, and who do we go to? Now, a moment ago, when I gave the analogy of lifting weights, I mentioned something that I don't want you to miss. So I'm going to work that analogy for a minute. You bring people on either side of the bar and behind you who can handle the weight. There's this verse in the Bible that says that there's safety in a multitude of counselors. If you're lifting weights, there's safety in a multitude of spotters. But you don't want just any spotter, right? You don't want the person who's day one at the gym, or like, say, life, for example. What if you're going through some kind of financial crisis? What if you've got yourself in some really hard, into some really financial hardship? Or what if you got yourself physically in a place where you're just, you need urgent care. You need like professional, like people who have been troubleshooting the human body for like years and years and years of their life. They have medical school and graduate school and, you know, major in biology in their undergrad. They have all of this stuff under their belt, plus 20, 30 years of experience to come and help you troubleshoot what's going on in your body. It's not that, what I'm trying to say here is, we're not just bringing anyone around us. We bring people in our care, or in our circle, rather. We bring people in our circle who can help serve in a way where they've exhibited some sort of expertise. It was a few weeks ago, I was talking to a man on a call, and we had the discussion, and he talked about he and his wife coming to an agreement where they were going to separate for a while. They were going to do a trial separation. And then I asked him, I said, okay, so who did you draw? Like, who did you pull into your corner when you and your wife decided to do this trial separation? And of all the men that this guy named that he pulled into his corner when he and his wife decided to do this trial separation, to the man, everyone had been divorced themselves. Think about that for a minute. If I'm going through something with my wife, think about me for a minute. If I'm going through something with Alexis, and like it gets to this, you know, it gets to like DEFCON 12, you know, and it's like about to go nuclear. Do I want to bring around people who are just going to make me feel good in my whatever it is that I don't want to work things out with her? Do I need people to validate me walking out the door from my wife? Or do I need people in my corner who's going to have their hand in my back? Does she need people in her corner who's going to have their hand in her back? Does it make sense what I'm saying? So the Proverbs, where it says that there's safety in a multitude of counselors, it's true, but we also have to condition who that person in our corner or in our circle is. I don't want just anybody in my corner. I don't want just anybody in my circle. I don't want a guy who has a gambling addiction to give me financial advice. Does that make sense? I want to bring people in my circle who are going to help elevate and raise me to another place. There's this illusion of strength in culture that we don't need help. We do need help. We need to open up, and we also need to be able to trust the people that we're opening up to. We need to be able to like really go deep and really dive in and really pull the layers off the thing, you know, and really like be able to speak our truth to trusted associates, to trusted confidants in our lives. Now, this isn't for everybody. Like, it's, you know, my laundry list of issues that I face on the day to day, like, that's not for everybody. I want to make sure that one of the conditions of my spotters in life, not only do I want my spotters to be qualified, I also want my spotters to be people I can trust. I need to be able to trust my spotter. I need to know that my spotter has my well-being at the very top of their like care list. You know what I mean? I need to know for certain that these people love me, that they want what's, even when I can't see what's best for me, or even when I don't understand what might be best for me in that moment, I need people who can care for me. And they can care for me even when I don't know what's always best for me. And they can care for me enough at times just to let me vent or just to let me get something off of my chest. And good spotters need to develop, they need to have their own strength. And that's a part of the conditioning. That's a part of the qualification for a good spotter. It's people who've shown expertise. They've shown mastery in the area. They also care for me. And you know, another characteristic of a good spotter, it always irritates me when I'm lifting at the gym or when I see someone lifting from across the room and they have a spotter. And as soon as the person starts to fight with the weight, the spotters just yank it and they don't let you fight with the weight. See, a good spotter, man, and this is gold. Like, this is the nugget of this segment. A good spotter will let you fight with the weight. A good spotter gives you the opportunity to grow under the weight. So if you're wrestling with something, or if you're challenged by something, or if you're currently experiencing a relationship thing, or like a mental thing, or a financial thing, or a physical thing, or whatever your thing is, a thing at work, a thing with legacy, a good spotter isn't going to be a person who gives you the answers. A good spotter is going to be a person who helps you work toward your answers. A few days ago in the gym, a guy came up to me. I was doing some sort of a shoulder movement, and he asked me if I knew any shoulder movements for your deltoids, for, you know, the tops of your shoulders, tops and sides and backs of your shoulders. You have three different, I mean, I'm not going to go into it, but you have three different muscles there. They're all called deltoids, fronts, lateral, and rear. And he says, "Hey, do you know any good movements for your deltoids?" And I said, and then he said, "Because I had surgery about 6 months ago, and I'm still rehabbing it, and I want to get them strong." And I said to the guy, I said, "You know, I can tell you some movements, but dude, I don't know anything about your surgery. Do you know what kind of surgery it was? Do you know what was repaired? Do you know what was done?" And he really couldn't tell me a whole lot about the surgery at all. And because he couldn't give me a lot of information about the surgery, and not that I'm a medical doctor, but he couldn't give me anything about it. And because he couldn't give me anything about it, I said to the guy, I said, "You know what, man, look, I can't give you information on this." I said, "And if I were you, like, my recommendation for you would be to not to listen to just some guy in the gym who's telling you these movements that you can do after you've had surgery on your shoulder. Like, you need to go back to your physical therapist, or when you go check in with your doctor." And then he turned and walked away, and I turned back and I did my movement. A good spotter is going to force you to handle your own weight. A good spotter doesn't just bail you out the moment that you're in a tight. They're there. They've got your back. They're at your ready. They're in your corner. But man, a good spotter is going to be a person who helps you grow under the tension of that weight. And I need people in my life, guys. I need people in my life who are going to ask me the hard questions. They're going to be tough with me. If my temperament seems off, or if my language gets foul, or if my demeanor gets poor, or whatever, a good spotter in my life, a good confidant, a good counselor, someone that I can trust, someone that I can truly be vulnerable with, they're going to give me the bandwidth and the latitude to be completely vulnerable. They're going to give me the latitude to be raw, but at the same time, they're not going to leave me there. They're going to challenge me to be better. They're going to challenge me to grow more. They're going to challenge me to love my wife better and to love my kids better. They're going to challenge me to be better in my world and to be better in my community. So here's my question. Who are you running with today? It was the late Jim Rohn who said that we're going to be the average of, he said, our five closest friends. You can take out your phone now. You can look at your last emails. You can look at the people who you message on a regular basis. Who are those people that you're messaging, that you're staying in community with on a regular basis? Are these people calling you to a higher standard? Or are these people allowing you to walk around in a poor, mediocre spirit? There's this concept, and it's interesting, really. The concept, it's another Bible concept. And in Proverbs, it says, "As iron sharpens iron, so does the man sharpen, he sharpeneth," the King James Version. "As iron sharpens iron, so does a man sharpen the countenance of his friend." Do you know what that means? It's always good when we come to Scripture to interpret Scripture with Scripture. And there's another proverb that says, "The wounds of a friend are faithful, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful." Sometimes my friends, sometimes my spotters, they're going to let me feel the weight of exactly how strong I am and how strong I am not. A good spotter, a good confidant, a good friend is someone who is constantly, when I am speaking or sharing or in those raw moments of vulnerability, a real good spotter, someone in my circle, someone in my corner, a really good spotter, they're going to hold up a mirror in the most loving way they know how, and the most direct way they know how, and the most clear way they know how. Because I don't know about you guys, but I need it. I need it clear, I need it straight, and I need it plain. And a good spotter is going to show me myself. They're going to show me who others see that I am. And that's what iron sharpening iron actually means. As iron sharpens iron, so does one man sharpeneth the King James Version. Who speaks the King's English? I mean, what's up with that? As iron sharpens iron, so does one man sharpen the countenance or the projection or the portrayal of his friend. I want to be sharpened by people who can communicate how I'm coming across, how I'm being, how I am, just as I am. I was personally challenged by something yesterday sitting in church with Alexis and the boys. Our pastor at Daystar, Pastor Jerry, said that, he said, you know, if you want others around you to go to that next level, he says, you can't yell at them. You can't give them a personal professional improvement plan. He said, if you want others to go to that next level, he said, then you've got to go to that next level. And I sat there in church and I was like, oh, why didn't I think of that? And that was good. Even though I'm sitting like 30 rows back in the cheap seats at church, my pastor in that moment, in that way, loved me enough to give me truth. And that's what a good spotter will always do. They don't tell you what you want to hear. They don't even tell you always what you think you need to hear. But they tell you the truth of the moment and the truth of the situation. So I hope that makes sense, guys. Bringing the plane around and putting the landing gear down. It's important that we have quality spotters in our life. And it's also really important. It's really important. And I hope we get this as moms and dads. And I hope we get this as older people and younger people. Currently, I'm kind of going through, I'm mourning the loss of a friend. This friend was a student. And this friend made the decision that life didn't have anything else for him in it. And part of what's driving these thoughts right now, part of what's driving these thoughts is that, you know, I truly hope, guys, I hope that we can do better in community with one another. And I hope that we can do better walking in vulnerability with one another. I hope that makes sense. So being vulnerable, being able to share, quick recap here. What is a good spotter? Who is a good confidant? One, it's someone who's quality. They're qualified to spot. It's someone who cares for me. They want my best. They have my well-being in mind. They don't want harm for me. And two, it's someone who's going to allow me, they're going to let me fight with the weight. They're going to let me fight or wrestle with the situation. They're not just going to give me what they think the answer is. They're going to help me on my own learn to grow through that time under tension with whatever it is that I'm facing in my life. Guys, my name is John. You can find us anywhere on social media at Life That Counts. I think we're even on Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all of that stuff. You can visit us online at lifethatcounts.org. If this or anything that we've ever done has been a service to you, or it's met you in a place that's been useful, man, we'd love to hear about it. Please leave us a comment, drop us a note, shoot us an email, info@lifethatcounts.org. We would love to hear from you. If you know of a school person, a decision maker, a teacher, a counselor, or a principal who's looking for a solution for their campus, because man, let's be honest, it's been tough with campus culture. It's been tough having authentic, real relationships and connecting with our peers. And if you know of a person who's just trying to get their kids to connect with one another, hey, put them in touch with us. We'd love to help. We've seen some amazing things through the last year and a half of the things that we've dealt with in our country and in our culture, where we've been able to help kids connect to one another in authentic, like real relational experiences. All right, guys. So that's enough for me. From Life That Counts HQ, y'all be blessed. Have a fantastic day and afternoon. Adios.
As always, if something about this has sparked imagination, a sense of hope, or is of some practical help in your life, drop us a line at info@lifethatcounts.org. That's info@lifethatcounts.org. For more like this, subscribe to our video feed at youtube.com/lifethatcounts. We always appreciate a follow on Facebook at facebook.com/lifethatcounts. Till next time, I'm Emily at Life That Counts.
Life That Counts.
Life That Counts.
Life That Counts.
Life That Counts. Life That Counts.